Just start to relax. Get the attention in this body. Now is the most important time. And this experience right in front of you, it's the most important experience, no matter what it is. This is where you learn. At this point, you get enlightened right with what you have. And the most important attitude is to care for this moment. Not to change it, not to try and cure it, but to care for it. So this moment never feels rejected. When you care for something, it becomes very soft and easy to stay with. So just care for this moment, no matter what it is, for a minute or two, just to settle the mind and the body down. You don't choose what you're aware of. You just know what you're aware of in this moment, the most important time. And you give this experience happening now huge importance. And you care for it. Relax to the max. And now to start the metta meditation of loving kindness. Loving kindness, compassion, metta, it is like a fire. And you cannot light a fire by holding a match against a log of wood. You have to start with something easy first, like a piece of paper, and then add small pieces of wood until you add bigger and bigger pieces. And only when there's a fire and lots of heat can you put on the logs. Such is the way with metta, loving kindness. Start with something easy. And I invite you to imagine. Imagine a little animal or person or thing which you find it very easy to have loving kindness towards. I like cats, so imagine a little kitten. You may like dogs, you may have a dog at home, you can imagine him or her. You may have a rabbit. Even one woman in Sydney didn't like animals. She didn't like babies, but had a pot plant which she loved, and she imagined caring for her pot plant. So choose an object. When I say kitten, you can understand your primary loving kindness object. So I imagine my little kitten, alone, cold and hungry, and so vulnerable, so easily hurt. I know that if I don't look after that little being, if I don't protect it, it will get hurt, bitten, scratched by others. My little kitten cannot look after herself. I have to make sure I find it some milk and some fish. I have to comfort it. And the more I give my little kitten, the more happiness I get. So imagine my little kitten with her big eyes trusting me. And I give it fish and milk and strokes and cuddles. And every time I imagine my little kitten looking into her eyes, I give this beautiful blast of loving kindness. Dear little kitten, I care for you. I will never abandon you or hurt you in any way. I will always care for you, find you food, protect you, make sure you're healthy, and have a warm place to sleep at night, a cool place when it gets hot here in Australia. Little kitten, I really care for you. Now imagine just looking into that little kitten's eyes and seeing that whatever care and love, compassion I give to her, she gives me back with a purr or a rub against my legs. Feel her just jump into my lap. I'm a big guy, it's just a small little kitten, and she falls fast asleep, totally trusting that I will care, look after and protect her. Dear little kitten, may you always have a wonderful, happy life. Enough to eat, and plenty of places to play and enjoy your life. You have a friend, little kitten, and that's me. I will always care, love, look after you. Dear little kitten, the door of my heart is always open for you. You can always come in. When you think these thoughts of loving kindness towards this primary object, in my case it's imaginary, but that makes it easier to have loving kindness towards. When you start thinking of her, your primary object, you start feeling a tingle in your chest. It's the beginnings, the rousings of loving kindness. And I continue just holding this little kitten to my chest. Dear little kitten, I care for you. I want you to have happiness. I'll protect you from other bigger cats. I will look after you, serve you, make sure you're warm. Always be there, ready. If you get sick, if you get scratched, to heal your wounds. Just to see you happy is my joy. Dear little kitten, may you always be happy and well, free from fear, at peace with your life. Dear little kitten, I care for you. And with these words, you start to notice the emotion of loving kindness appear in your heart. Not just the tingling feeling on your chest, but the emotion of loving kindness. And I keep focusing that feeling on this little kitten until it's strong enough, until the fire has lit the paper and is strong enough to put on some twigs. When that comes, I put aside the image of my little kitten and bring up a close friend, a real person. It may be the closest person to you in this life, a son, a daughter, a husband, a wife, a good friend, a brother, a sister. Whoever it is, that person close to you in this life, imagine they are looking right into your eyes and you into theirs. And say to them, just like that little kitten, that you too are fragile, so easily hurt in this world. Doesn't matter what age you are, there are so many disappointments, sicknesses and pains. My dear friend, I care for you. I truly want you to be happy and well, wherever you are in this world today. Know that I wish you happiness, to take away any pain or fear, any sickness. My dear friend, may you be happy and well. free of pain, anxiety. May the power of my kindness take all that away. As you start to imagine a golden light coming out from your chest, from your heart area, and going into this friend of yours, in them, around them, healing all their sicknesses, taking away all their fear. Dear friend, can you please know this time there's someone who cares for you, who truly wishes the very best for you, who wants you to be happy and well, enjoying the very best in life. My dear friend, I care for you. In this moment, you are putting all of your energy, all of your life force into wishing well and happiness and health for this being that's the closest to you in this life. This golden light going right into them, right around them, glowing, incandescent, healing, loving. This world is a dangerous place. We do have so many upsets, disappointments, pain. May this golden energy come in from me, take away all that pain and sickness. You imagine your best friend smiling at you, smiling, happy, like my little kitten would purr. My best friend would smile. Whatever love I give them, they give me back. This beautiful golden light of loving kindness starts to build up in its strength and power. So I become more aware of it, more easy to become aware of it. And when it gets strong enough, I can let go of the image of my best friend. Without opening our eyes, keeping the eyes closed, imagine all the people in this room, the people you shared the cottage with, the people who you sat opposite during the breakfast and lunches, all the people in this room who, like you, have gone through the ups and downs of meditation. Sometimes you're so tired, sometimes can't get to sleep. These are your friends, your fellow travelers on the path to enlightenment. Without opening your eyes, give all this incredible loving kindness to everyone in this room. My fellow meditators, thank you for being with me on this journey, for encouraging me, inspiring me, teaching me. May all beings in this room have the beautiful peace and happiness and bliss of meditation. May all your fears and problems vanish, because I send my energy out for them to vanish. May they all melt away in the warmth of my love and kindness. May all the people in this room be free from suffering, from anxieties, from fears, from guilt, from anger. May the power of this golden light pouring out from everyone's hearts in this room, embracing everybody in these beautiful wishes of well-being, health, peace, acceptance. May all beings in this room open the door of their heart to one another. Whatever we've done, whoever we are, we care for one another on the same path, going through the same trials and difficulties, experiencing similar joys. May all beings in this room find peace in their hearts. May all beings in this room find love and be loved and give love. May all beings in this room understand what happiness really is in this moment. because this golden light takes away all fears, all pain. In this moment, everyone in this room, like brothers and sisters in the Dhamma, Kalyanamitta, as they say, close good friends. As this golden light of loving kindness gets stronger and stronger, so you can feel it taking away all pain, all wants, all thoughts, everything vanishing as you merge into the peace of unconditional loving kindness. Just contained in this room for a few more seconds, wishing everybody peace, happiness, freedom, enlightenment. You can almost feel it. Until the golden light of loving kindness and peace and acceptance is so strong, it goes through the doors, breaks through the walls, and goes to all the other beings in this compound. All the kangaroos and the cockatoos and the crows and the magpies, the little birds, the beautiful little bluebirds, all the little spiders on the path and the other little insects and the ants. This is their place too. They don't mean anyone any harm. They're just going about their business. May all birds in the sky, animals on the ground, human beings, all the people who brought you food, Bianca is still working somewhere, our caretakers. May all beings in this compound be free of sickness, free of pain, free of stress. In this moment, may they let go and receive our loving kindness, our peace, our silence. May all beings in this compound take in this golden energy of peaceful, unconditional love, healing, relaxing, relieving. May all beings in this room feel this incredible peace of mind from loving kindness. We care for you all. This golden light spreads over this forest. Spreads even further down to Bodhinyana Monastery with the Anagarikas, visitors, the other monks, and all the little kangaroos there who come out at 10:30 to pose for photographs with the visitors. To all the people up the other end of the road in the prison farm, people who are learning to deal with the terrible things they have done in their life, which put them in jail. As you spread your loving kindness up and down this road, may all beings, whether in a prison or in a monastery or here, may they know they're all cared for equally, that they are respected, they are forgiven. May all people in this world have their sicknesses relieved, their pain lessened, just from the power of our loving kindness, of our care. May all beings be free from fear, happy and at ease. May all little ants and the spiders, may they all be able to walk along the paths with no fear, free to go about their business and live their lives. May all birds delight in the beautiful open skies, free of fear of hunters or anyone trying to injure them. They are our friends. They're welcome into our hearts. As you open the door of your heart to all life in this vicinity, this golden light just spreading over this forest until the golden light goes further down into the towns and cities to all the people who brought food for us to eat, to all the people who made donations so you have a place to stay. May all beings, first of all around the city of Perth and the other villages and cities, may they all be free of pain, disappointment, suffering. May all the people now in hospitals fighting for their life, all the relations just worried sick whether their father could make it, may all the couples who love each other but still can't stop arguing, may all the children just wanting some more love from their parents, may all beings, all the animals, birds, creeping things in this area called Western Australia, may they all be free from fear, living at peace with one another, not harming, forgiving. May they all receive the unconditional loving kindness we give them, so they can feel its freedom and power to overcome suffering and hunger and pain. As this golden light just travels over this great part of Australia, may all beings be free of suffering, be free from fear, be at peace with one another and themselves. Many of you have come from distant places where your friends, where your loved ones, relations, the people you work with are now residing. Send your loving kindness over to Indonesia, to New South Wales, Victoria, Queensland, South Australia, New Zealand. Send it all over to the United States, up through Singapore and Malaysia and Thailand, up to India, where your family are, way over to Europe, to your mother and other members of your family, to France, to UK, to the whole world, where we have people we've known, we've talked with, loved, cared for. May all beings in this whole world, human beings, birds, animals, even the creeping things on the forest floors, may all beings in this moment be at peace with one another, be free from fear, living in harmony with one another through the power of unconditional loving kindness. Opening the door of your heart to the diversity of ideas and peoples and races and sects and species. May all beings respect one another, be at peace with one another, have this beautiful loving kindness. Our hearts are big enough to accept everything. Open your heart until it's bigger than the universe. The door of my heart is open to you all. As this beautiful loving kindness covers the whole world, the whole planet Earth, healing, even healing the harm we give to the planet, to our environment, healing, caring, respecting. May the whole world heal from the wounds we've inflicted on it. May human beings, animals, and the vegetation live in peace with one another. May we feel freedom and health and happiness. This beautiful golden light of loving kindness coming from our hearts goes right around the whole world. healing, restoring, happy. And then, before we finish, there's one person we've left out. You know who that is, it's yourself. Imagine you're looking at yourself in a mirror. This person you've known all your life. The person you can recognize so easily. Just like the little kitten, your friends, people in this room, prisoners up in the road, the whole world. You are also worthy of your love. As you imagine looking at yourself in a mirror, say to yourself, I care for me. I truly want to forgive any fault of myself and others, to let go of the pain of the past, to heal any hurt, to let go, because I care enough to give myself that freedom from the past. I care enough to not to be so fault-finding of myself. Just like a mother loves her child, no matter what the child does, the mother loves it. So I love myself. The door of my own heart is fully open to me. Come in. All of me. If you give this beautiful loving kindness to yourself, which doesn't reject any part of you. If you think you are crooked and bent, you're like the beautiful trees in this forest. Not one perfectly straight. All with scars, just like you. You're damaged. That's why you can come into your own heart. Why you are a beautiful tree in the forest. May I be at peace with myself. At peace with my past, my future, and my present. May I care for me, allowing myself just to be. The most important thing is the one in front of me, which is right now me. Now is the most important time. The most important thing I can ever do is care. May I be happy and well, free from pain, free from fear. If you give this beautiful loving kindness to yourself, healing, taking away all criticism, all feeling of not being good enough. When you care for someone, they know they are good enough. Care for yourself. This wonderful, unconditional loving kindness, goodwill, goes towards you. How does that feel? I'll be quiet for 1 minute so you can enjoy opening the door of your heart to yourself. Once again, how does that feel? Now take that golden light, bring it in from the furthest parts of this world, imagining it drawing in to its source inside your body, above your heart. Bring in this golden energy of loving kindness. Until it becomes an incandescent ball. Imagine it like a brilliant, powerful incandescent ball of energy inside of you, above your heart. You visualize your heart like a lotus flower, fully open, beautiful white or golden lotus. And this ball of metta, loving kindness, hovering just above the open petals. And the petals slowly closing. Closing over the golden ball of loving kindness to be kept there for another time, another situation. Please keep your eyes closed. I will now give the final blessing for you all to end the retreat.
There we go. Very